Welcome to one of, if not the most informative Armed American Radio broadcast I have ever brought you. Two incredible guests, Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL Larry Yatch from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, offering commentary on the Way of the Warrior presentation as presented by my next guest, Mr. Ernest Emerson in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Incredibly informative. You will take a lot away from this, I can promise you. David Kodria jumped into the mix in the third hour. Absolutely awesome show. Make sure to join us over on Facebook, won't you? Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and join the tens of thousands of other fans who are keeping up to the minute with the broadcast. I'm Mark Walters. Enjoy the broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm just going to start off with something really funny.
Hey.
Sean, I... Dude, you just blew my... Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's too late now. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go on, you blew it.
Well, the reason why I said that is because you were doing the opening as you normally do, and you didn't even take a breath. As I hit the button, you came on. I was like, well, he's getting good at this.
I am. I'm a professional. I know my clock.
See?
I know what's going on, but I just took a photograph on the screen. We are ahead of Bill Cunningham.
That's your
on buddy. On the most listened to show in the country right now. You're number three in the nation. Bill Cunningham is four. I'll probably hit refresh. He'll be, he will have moved up.
And that's pretty good because right now we're showing a little over 500 people looking at the live stream.
Yeah, he's now moved up ahead of us. Now we've moved into the fourth spot behind Bill when he goes live across different time zones. Which is how that happens. But I did get a photograph of his goofy mug behind mine. We'll go ahead and post that up there somewhere. That's fun stuff.
Well, where's Russ Limbaugh at? He's pretty far down.
He's way down the list right now.
That's the one. Him and Sean Hannity, we can beat them.
Yeah, we're way ahead of that. That's because we're live radio and we're redefining weekend talk radio for sure.
Yes.
We're having a great time. We're going to have a wonderful time here on this hour. We've got a tremendous panel here lined up. Who do we have?
We have Eric and we have...
We have who?
Eric.
You mean Ernie?
Ernie.
Eric.
Who is Eric? Ernie. Hey, I haven't had that much sleep. Ernie. We have Ernie.
We have Ernie Emerson.
Yes, we have David Kodria.
David Kodria.
And we have the toughest guy in America.
Oh, we have Larry Yatch.
Larry Yatch.
We have retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. We have all three of them?
Yes.
Let's bring them in one at a time. Let's start with David Kodria. David, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Always great to be here, enjoying a cigar on the back porch. The windows are open, no space heaters are on, and life is pretty good.
You got to love that. We're going to have a fascinating conversation and get some really interesting perspective from you regarding some points I want to make relative to where I think we are today. I'm very concerned about how all of this is going to stop. I'm referring to some of the breaking news out of Washington. Oh, and hello to our newest affiliate, WNSA. Pleasure to have you here today. Of course, you've always been here. You've just announced it recently, that's all. Welcome to the show.
Oh, you know what? They are monitoring us because we are also broadcasting video live across YouTube as well. So
Well, there you go. But we're going to get some perspective. I'm referring, of course, to what's happening in this country today. At some point in time, this has to stop. This cannot continue. Let's move to Ernest Emerson. Ernest Emerson of Emerson Knives. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Mark.
Pleasure to have you here. You ready to get a little political?
You know what? I am political, so I'm raring to go.
Let's do it.
I think Ernie is just as passionate about politics as I am.
I think he is. In fact, I know he is. I've attended a couple of his seminars, and I've had some off-air conversations with him. But we are not on satellite radio.
I'll be good.
In fact, it was Ernest that said, you know, I got to remember that. I said, nah, you'll be just fine. And retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Larry, Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL. Awesome catching up with you live on the radio. How you doing today?
Really looking forward to the roundtable. It's always good conversation.
We've got a good one here. We've got the four of us. We've got Sean and myself with you guys. We're going to have a great time. Let's start with this, Larry. Let's tell people what you've been up to up there in Minnesota. What have you been up to since we've had you on the show last? And, of course, you and I are going to be broadcasting together in Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair when I go up to Minneapolis August 25th. What you been doing?
We opened our first training facility a year ago in April, so we've been open just over a year now. We're up to, get this, 140 individual training events every month.
That's huge. Congratulations on that. And I want to point out, too, you guys had, and you were on the show, we discussed it here. I can't go, but I don't know how long ago it was, but you made some national news, and we saw you on Fox when you had the, what was it? What was the thing you were doing about the Bin Laden? Sorry.
Yeah, our Navy SEAL adventure. So
right.
The opportunity to be treated as a SEAL operator for 3 hours and shoot some custom AR-15s and then go into a full live scenario, including sim munitions, to take down Bin Laden.
Yeah, a lot of goofy liberals got all up in arms about that, and you found yourself on talk shows all across the country. You got to love that stuff. But it was wildly popular, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So much so, the other big thing that we've been doing recently, we started working with JP Arms out of Hugo, Minnesota. They make really the highest-end AR-15s on the market, and we designed a couple new Signature Series guns. So we actually have rifles in stock. I mean, just race cars. I mean, these
race
are really
cars.
Guns.
Yeah, NASCAR Nation. You know what
That's
he's
what
talking,
I'm talking
about. NASCAR Nation of firearms. You got to love that. Vroom, vroom, and boom, boom go well together. That's a great combination. David Kodria?
Sir.
I'm going to start the conversation, guys, with this. And Sean, I know, is going to want to chime in. I believe this country's in a very dark place. And with the news breaking, we have the scandals breaking, of course, with the AP, with the Fox News, Rosen, the administration. And I'm referring to this is a regime. Look it up yourself. This is a regime. I no longer trust my government. I never had any faith in Barack Obama anyway, but I can tell you right now that that position has been cemented. I will never give the man the benefit of the doubt again after what I have seen and the stories that are breaking. The National Security Administration monitoring people. And this, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that you know it all now, you're a whack job, you're a nutcase, and we've coined a new word for you. You're suffering from sheep apathy. And your favorite word is meh, because you are literally totally clueless.
Yeah.
The level, this is tyranny, David, is it not?
It's absolutely scary when you start to think that your phone records, and people say, well, you know, we're not listening to all your phone calls, but you know what? If you know who I'm calling, when I'm calling, how many times I'm calling people, where I'm calling from, that is an intrusion, and there's no necessity for it unless I'm a person of interest and you have warrants to be coming after me. The same with all the monitoring that's happening and the information that they're getting from the various internet companies, whether it's voluntary or whether they've somehow found a backdoor way to get into it, is something I think we need to find out. I did see some of the people who were proponents in the previous administration of the Patriot Act are now saying, well, we never intended for it to be used like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is what happens when you give big government.
Yeah, you know, you give those keys to the car and the bottle of whiskey to the teenager. What the heck do you think is going to happen?
Thank you very much. You're witnessing right now complete and total utter abuse of power from the executive branch. And let's go over to Ernie Emerson. Ernie, is this tyranny we're witnessing right now?
Yeah, actually, I believe it is. And I'll tell you, any time that you have someone in power who thinks they know better how you should be than you know how you should be, you're going to run into these kind of situations. Because I've always thought that the number one role of any government is to keep itself in power. And if you've got a bad government or a bad administration, they're going to resort to all these kinds of things. I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, I abhor it, but I'm not surprised by it.
You know, I wanted to keep, and I made a commitment to my listeners, Ernie, and Larry, and David, and those of you listening to the show across the country, many months ago, that we were going to keep the politics on this show relative to the Second Amendment. And it couldn't be any more relative to the Second Amendment than it is today. Here's why. We don't want your name on a gun registry. Mm-mm. We don't want, that's not what we want. That's what Obama said to us. That's right. That's when he came out with his press conference after the Senate, thank God, defeated his gun grab bill, the Manchin-Toomey bill. Yeah, that bill said we didn't want it. It made penalties of law. He doesn't care about the rule of law. He doesn't want your name. He's got your phone calls. He knows who you're calling. He knows where you're at when you made those calls. But he tells us we're not listening to those calls. We're not paying any attention. We don't. It's just metadata. It's just numbers. It's what number was talking to what number for what length of time and where they were and what cell towers it was. And oh, they couldn't put a picture of it together, could they, if they wanted to? No, they don't want all that information. They don't want your name on a gun registry. You don't think Barack Obama wants to know where American gun owners are? You are suffering from sheep apathy. We'll continue the discussion after this.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle, another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I don't remember where I saw this. Sean, maybe, or Larry Yatrum, I guess. Any of my guests, Ernie Emerson or David Kodria, might be able to help me here. This just popped in my head, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't remember who said it, but I think I saw it just a couple days ago that said, it's to stop terrorism has become the new excuse from the government to replace it's for the children. Okay, because this is the excuse that we're hearing from all levels of government. Larry, you've done some secret things before. One of these days I'll get you to tell me some. I won't ask you on the air. Well, can you tell me any secret things, Larry?
I prefer to stop the terrorism for the children, personally.
Ooh, see?
I like that.
There you go. That was... He took that professional media thing where just ignore the question if he was on camera, smile, shake his head, ignore the question, and redirect to his talking points, which is what this administration teaches.
You know where he got that from? That's a C-SPAN secret right there.
Larry, that was beautiful. You've been watching
you
too
know
much
your
news.
Enemy.
Yeah, the general who knows the enemy wins every battle ever fought. Isn't that there's truth to that statement. Larry, what are your concerns? You're seeing the same reports out now, and there's breaking news that there's a 29-year-old kid, working for the NSA as a contractor out of Hawaii, making pretty big bucks, plus $200,000+ a year, that is leaking, that has admitted to anyway, being the leak of all of this NSA data. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, one of the things that's most disturbing to me after being involved in a number of operations and programs that were very classified is that what you actually hear is just a very small portion of the reality of the whole.
And you know that because you've been involved in these things.
Exactly. So if you hear things that disturb you, there's probably a bigger story that you don't know that's even more disturbing.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Ernie Emerson, that means we should trust our gut instinct, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So what I'm telling you about some people suffering from sheep apathy is probably very true if they believe the current usurper-in-chief occupying the White House.
Well, the thing about it is, again, we have to be more vocal. We have to get up off our lazy rear ends, the ones of us that are still sitting down, and get out there and stop this before it's gone too far, and it'll take too much and too long. And, you know, people give up. I'll tell you, there are not all Navy SEALs out there that will latch on and not give up until they're done. A lot of people will give up the fight, and by God, we've got to get them energized and ready to go to battle to... You know, and I mean that figuratively, but, you know, keep our rights. This country is founded by people of principle and honor and dignity and a lofty vision of what we can be.
Mm-hmm. Very forward-thinking individuals, which is why I love when I hear people like Michael Moore say that, yeah, I have an idea of the Second Amendment. I love it. Let's go back to muskets, which is what they meant. Here's my response to Michael Moore. If they meant muskets, Michael Moore, they'd have said muskets. They said arms, because unlike you, they think forward. Now, I'm going to stop right there, go to David Kodria. What Ernie's comments were a really good place to ask you this, because at the opening of the show I said that this has to stop, David. we are seeing the Internal Revenue Service, and I believe probably the single most dangerous of the government entities because they touch everyone. And I guess it's true to say if you see a certified letter from the IRS, it ain't somebody sending you a letter saying, hey, thanks for being on time and paying what you owe. It's probably not a good thing if you're getting that letter from the IRS. So they have the ability to put fear into everyone. And when they become politicized, as we've seen, very, very dangerous. The National Security Administration, we're now finding out that these phone records are in the trillions, ladies and gentlemen. Billions and billions and billions of phone calls are made across this country every day. And they're keeping this data stored for whatever purpose. And as Larry just said, David, we're going to find out more and more about this. This is eventually going to have to stop. It's been outed. It can't continue at some point in time, right or wrong.
Well, and this ties back into where you were going earlier, of tying this in with Second Amendment-related issues. And, of course, you know, the big mantra now is we need the universal background check right, so that they can have a record of everything.
Yep.
And here's the thing. The appropriations funding prohibitions were against ATF and DOJ and FBI and being able to then compile data and use the Brady checks and things like that to compile a national database and a registry of gun owners. However, one thing computers are very, very good at is taking discrete bits of data and compiling them into databases that are searchable, that are correlatable, and you can't tell me that those prohibitions against the Department of Justice aren't prohibitions against the National Security Agency.
Sure,
you'd better
sure.
believe that every time you do a credit card transaction,
yeah.
you buy ammunition or you buy a gun or you buy whatever, doesn't have to go through NICS.
Mm-mm.
They know. They can correlate this kind of stuff. And when they're getting every customer on Verizon, when they're coming in and they're basically getting this guy reporter Rosen's phone stuff along with his parents.
Right.
I mean, my God, you know, it's so scary. And Mark, you know, we've talked about Fast and Furious ever since we started, you know, breaking this story
right.
before the major media got onto it. And, you know, I've got emails from the chief counsel's office of ATF where they're specifically referring to a link to one of my articles 2 months before Eric Holder says he ever heard of it. When we know that his aide was told by Dennis Burke
right.
of Brian Terry's death, and we know that his aide, the night of Brian Terry's death, said, I've informed the AG, you know, come on. Everything is related. And I know I went off in a million different directions.
No.
But this conversation begs to go off in a million different directions, because every time you talk or one of the guests talks, we could take that one nugget and we could expand it into a complete hour segment.
And that's exactly what I want to do. I'm glad you took it in several different directions because you touched on Fast and Furious, and I want to connect the dots here because, as Larry just said, Larry, you just mentioned usually, and you know this from being involved in covert missions, that when you read Larry, I got to ask you this. Have you ever looked and seen something leaked out and go, man, if they only knew?
There. Like I said, there's
comes,
always more than you're
going to read. I tried. No, I know that, and I know what you're saying. I'm trying to have some fun. And, you know, but it's true. When we know what they're doing at NSA, and we know they're looking at Verizon, and now I believe AT&T and Sprint is what is coming out,
yeah.
We can also assume, Larry, based on your theory, which is correct, that every other carrier is involved as well, too. So the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to tie this back to Fast and Furious. David, you brought it up. You also broke the story, Fast and Furious. When we look back now and we hear, oh, Fast and Furious was to stop drug war, stop criminal drug gangs in Mexico. We wanted to get to the meat of the cartels and find out where these weapons were going. Has it ever occurred to you, ladies and gentlemen, and let's look in hindsight now, which is always high-definition vision, how come the Mexican government isn't ticked off and saying anything about it? Could it be that this was to strip you of your Second Amendment rights, another tool in Obama's toolbox? No, they wouldn't do that. We'll discuss it with our panel when we come back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
My favorite go-to knife in my pocket of all times is CQC 10 Emerson Knives. I use that thing every single day. Ernie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
I love that thing.
I love it too.
Sure. Is that one of your more popular?
It is. In fact, it's not unusual to hear people say that's my favorite knife. And I carried one for two or three years, actually, and it was right up there at the top of the list. But it's kind of like having kids. You can't have a favorite one.
Yeah, you can't. You've got so many good ones. At the Blade Show, I was unable to attend the lottery. How did it go?
It went really well. It's so well that we're going to do it again.
Oh, you got to love it. It's fantastic. You got the Rock Band in there. You got some great top-shelf booze. You got the best knives, custom-made knives in the world by the best knife maker in the world, you.
Thank you.
All in one room.
Can I just kind of make one point about what that led up to? We did a knife for Chris Kyle's family, and Chris was the Navy SEAL sniper.
Right. Yes.
I'm sure all your listeners know who that was.
Yes.
And we announced it at the Blade Show to try and get as much publicity as we could, and it sold yesterday for $6,000, which 100% of that's going to Chris's family.
Very nice.
And so we're real pleased with that. So it was win-win.
You know, Minnesota, let's go. I say Minnesota, you'll tie it together in a second. Larry Yatch, Armed American Radio's resident, Navy SEAL, our good friend, your good friend. Larry, you're up in Minnesota. You had a former governor up there who some people say is a little bit wacky. Right?
Yes.
That would be who? What's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse Ventura, right? Jesse the Body Ventura. He is suing Chris Kyle's wife, is he not?
Last I heard, he was.
What? He is continuing to sue Chris Kyle's wife after his death for defamation, if I'm not mistaken, based on comments that he refutes. That Chris Kyle made, because it's nothing. It's been talked about. It's been written about many, many times. That Chris Kyle basically said he put Jesse Ventura in his place and did it physically, and Jesse Ventura didn't like that. And he is now suing Chris Kyle's wife. So that's a real class act. You can Google that up and follow it yourself.
You know, Mark, I worked at a local radio station here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we used to have Chris Kyle come in and do segments of the show. Really nice guy. Really
yeah, he was nice down there guy. In Texas. He
yep.
was he was down there. He was shot down there in Texas.
Yeah,
not too far
Chris,
from you.
Chris and I, we were at the same team together for 6 years.
Nice,
is that right?
In my sister platoon, and a very close personal friend. We went to Iraq together. We were there for over 2 years together. So I know firsthand that if Chris said it was true.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have an ounce of dishonor in him. I mean, he was one of the best ever to put on the SEAL trident.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to meet his wife. Michael Bain was interviewing his wife right across from the Crossbreed holster booth.
Oh,
Sean,
yeah,
do you remember?
Yes, yes.
That was Chris
That's
Kyle's
right.
wife,
it
and
was.
I went up and spoke with Michael and had the opportunity to meet her. Larry, lovely person, and I got to tell you, when I read that stuff about Jesse Ventura, it was very, very disappointing. David Kodry, I want to go back to you in Fast and Furious before the break. As we learn more every day and we watch the denials coming from the usurper-in-chief day in and day out, we used to have the following conversation about Eric Holder, and I think I made the statements here, and that is the less he knows, the more incompetent he becomes, the more reason we have to fire the man. If you don't know about these things, you're doing nothing but proving incompetence. Isn't the same thing true for the commander-in-chief?
Particularly when he says that he only heard about it on the news, just as Eric Holder said that he only heard about Fast and Furious on the news. And here's where we tie this into all this security stuff that's going on. Because you'll recall that Bill Newell, who was the special agent in charge in Phoenix during Fast and Furious, okay, and also the guy who worked the earlier Operation Wide Receiver with Mike Detti, okay.
Right.
Well, Bill Newell was sending emails to a guy by the name of Kevin O'Reilly, who he said was just a friend of his. Well, Kevin O'Reilly was the National Security Council office in the White House. Chairman of the council is the President of the United States. ISA wanted to talk to Mr. O'Reilly, but he all of a sudden got kind of transferred to state and then transferred to Iraq. And Catherine Ruemmler, who's the White House counselor, also a member of the National Security Council, told ISA, no, we're not going to let you talk to him. And then furthermore, the Office of Inspector General report for the Department of Justice came out, and again, O'Reilly declined to talk to them. And so there is this whole security apparatus tying directly into the White House, which has exerted executive privilege in Holder's case. And, you know, as Larry has indicated, there's a lot going on and more going on to this story. You know, we talk about the tip of the iceberg. I couldn't even begin to predict the size of the mass underneath the waterline.
Well, this is going to continue. We're going to continue to find out more. There will be hearings. More will come out. Ernie, where is this going to stop? And I'm worried about it because this train has left the station. But eventually it has to be stopped. The government cannot continue on its current path. It cannot. It inevitably must stop. How do you foresee that happening?
We need to educate the populace. We need to educate the young generation that's coming up so that they won't put up with these kind of shenanigans in the future. I think it's incumbent upon all of us to do every time we get a chance to talk to people. And like we had discussed earlier in the day, you know, tell the truth and be ready to be assailed from all sides. But know that that truth is the shield that will protect you. Eventually, I truly believe what we talked about earlier, Mark, good will triumph. This will stop. I don't know when. I hope it's safe for my children to be able to be free and make the choices that they want without being restricted by the government. But, you know, all I can say is if this was a movie, I'd say this is a bad movie. Who would ever write something this bad? But yet,
yeah.
It's not a movie. It's real.
Yeah, and it's getting more real every day. The very disturbing information coming out. And Larry, as he says, and I can tell he says it with a smile, paint that theater of the mind when he says, if you're hearing this, you know there's more to it. Of course there is. And when you, of course, what that does, Larry, doesn't that prove a lie occurring? I'm a little tired of pundits giving people the benefit of the doubt when we all know what's happening. We know Eric Holder is lying. We know Barack Obama is lying. And I hear the pundits say, well, we don't know that. Yes, we do, because we can trust our gut instinct. If Barack, do you really believe, Larry, that Barack Obama heard this on the news?
Well, you know what? Either way, is that the type of leader you want?
Thank you.
Either direction. Either you're so disconnected that you don't know what's going on, or you're lying about what you know is going on.
If he didn't know, it's gross incompetence. It's absolutely gross incompetence that must be kept in check. David Kodria, we'll go right back to you. Gross incompetence, we've seen it come out of the Department of Justice. You and I have had, my God, I don't know, I wish I had a dollar for every conversation we've had about the gross incompetence coming out of the Department of Justice, in particular Eric Holder. And here's the thing that bothers me when we tie it right back up to the executive branch. When we continue to hear, I have full faith in Eric Holder. Do you have full faith in Eric Holder as a citizen?
First of all, I don't buy gross incompetence. I think that that is an excuse. That's kind of like Hillary saying, I don't recall. You can't prove it at that point. I think that when the truth ultimately becomes known, whether that's in our lifetime or later, okay, you know, we're going to find out. But, you know, Larry being in the Navy, if the captain runs the ship aground, whose responsibility is it, the mess boys stealing strawberries or the captains?
It's the captains. More when we come back on Armed American Radio after this. We'll talk about the in-your-face appointment and what that means. Susan Rice I'm talking about back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, Mark. Shh. Okay, he can't hear us. Yo, this is Shanto. I've gotten a lot of emails wanting to know if I have a blog or a radio show or things of that nature. Actually, I do. And the simple way to find out what I'm talking about, all you got to do is go to RadioFactor.net. That's right, RadioFactor.net. Each week, I'm going to blog about some of the major political news that's going on in this country today. Remember, RadioFactor.net. Let's get back to the show. And remember, RadioFactor.net.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
You know she's always been by my side.
Man, what in the world? B.B. King, you are nuts. So don't even start swaying. If you were watching the video feed, you could have seen Mark swaying like he was B.B. King playing the guitar.
Can I take my gun up to heaven?
That's just funny. That's good stuff.
It is good stuff. This conversation is really something. I left the break talking about Susan Rice. What does Susan Rice have to do with guns? This Susan Rice. I'm inevitably going to get that email. Tough. Send them on. Bring them on. The fact of the matter is that we have an administration and a president in particular. I don't think I've seen it. We talk about trust in your gut. You know your gut speaks the truth to you. When you see Obama appoint Susan Rice, who, did she lie to you? She went on, what was it, Face the Nation? Sean?
Yes.
Was it Face the Nation or Fox News?
She went all of them.
She went all of them, giving the talking points that the Benghazi attack, as they know, came from what? It was a result of a YouTube video. And she made that assertion on, I believe, four or five different programs. And most of the pundits will say, well, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't think she intentionally lied. She knew she was being feeding you crap. I don't care what the pundits say. And the president of the United States now appoints her, with the questions swirling around that, to what, David Kodria? Head the who? The national what? Is David still with us?
Yeah.
David Kodria, are you with us? Okay, we're not hearing David. It's the National Security Administration, the very organization right now, who is doing what? Monitoring your phone calls. It speaks volumes of the integrity at the highest levels of government. Do we have David back?
Mark, yes, I'm there here. I'm sorry. That's okay. I had a disturbance I needed to go look at. So
that cigar
we're,
went out.
We're back now. No. There was an unexplained noise I had to investigate.
Oh, I can appreciate that one. Well, hope everything is okay.
Everything's fine.
We're talking about Obama, the usurper-in-chief, appointing Susan Rice to head the National Security Agency of all agencies, now under fire. What does this say about integrity at the highest levels of government when it is clearly an in-your-face, poke-you-in-the-face appointment? David, that one's for you.
It just shows the arrogance of this man, and he thinks that he's invincible and untouchable, and he's had the media on his side to convince him of this. The fact that they're kind of turning on him with the AP scandal, still, you see the apologists come out from Think Progress, from Media Matters, and the hard left now gets into things, and they do cover for it, and these people still want to believe. It's like an abusive relationship. He just beat him, but they still love him, okay?
Yeah, they do for now. Ernie, when you see an in-your-face, and it's clearly an in-your-face appointment, from the guy who has been denying knowledge of anything, and I like to say that this guy just loves to eat. Here's some advice for the administration. We know you're listening. Bush has been out of office for a number of years now. This is your sandbox. Ernie, I don't know how many ways to get. I can't ask this question because I know the response I'm going to get. So I know how Ernie will want to answer this. Look, Ernie, do you like President Obama?
In a word, no.
Okay. I had to ask it that way.
Yeah, and really only for what I believe to be a direction that he's taken the country that I do not disagree with. I don't care who it would be. If they were doing it, I'd be against it.
Okay, that you do not agree with.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Larry, as a warrior, as someone who's literally gone to bat for his nation, the direction the country's going right now, and it's clearly going. Listen, this guy, Sean, nobody says it's better than you. The man's doing everything he said he was going to do.
Oh, yeah.
When he ran for office,
oh,
is he not?
Absolutely.
The only people who don't see that are people who are asleep at the wheel.
Well, we got people in our movement that want to give excuses, and like you said, the pundits want to talk about how we don't know for sure. Let me tell you something.
You do know for sure.
This guy is crafty. The way we stop a lot of this is people need to get angry, start letting these politicians know who's boss, start letting the media know we're not dealing with this. And like you said, make people fall accountable. The reason why we have a lot of what's going on, regardless of what side of the aisle you sit on, people are not talking up. People need to get mad and say, we're not standing for this anymore, and stop trying to be nice. Quit trying to be nice to people and just say what it is that you mean.
Trust your gut. Quit giving them the benefit
exactly.
of the doubt. And that's from the pundits all the way down. It really makes me sick to my stomach to see the talk television shows and some of the hosts giving them the benefit of the doubt when we know exactly what's going
exactly.
on. There's no question that the Rice appointment was an in-your-face,
absolutely.
Poke you in the eye, take that. And blank. Now, Sean, let me go to Larry quickly. As someone who fought and bled, Larry, you were Navy SEAL for what, 10 years?
Yep, just over 10 years.
Just over 10 years, okay. Are you disappointed with what you're seeing at the highest levels of your government right now?
I mean, to me, I'm more disappointed in the people, because that's how we get mm-hmm. these politicians in office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does eventually end with our populace. I mean, that's where it starts, and that's also where we take it back from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you believe that the people who voted for him voted for what they're getting right now? Let me rephrase that question. Because are you disappointed in what you're seeing the administration do as these stories continue to break?
Of course. I mean, of course, from my position. And like John said, a lot of this isn't a surprise, right? It isn't exactly like they were, you know, did the old bait and switch on us.
Well, yeah, if you were awake and you were paying attention, he told you what he was going to do.
Yeah, day one.
He did. He told you from day one what he was going to do, and it's a shame to me. I'll use Chris Christie as an example. Oh, boy, this guy. Hey, Ernie, you'll love this. You know, if you turn Chris Christie sideways, he's a D.
That's so bad.
Hey, we go there from time to time.
It's just the truth.
It's the entertainment aspect, you know. Me too after a big meal, right?
That's funny.
Here's the deal. Chris Christie had an opportunity to put a Republican in the Senate seat, knowing what the fight in 2014 was going to look like, and he had the ability under New Jersey law to put off that election until 2014. Chris Christie chose not to do that. Chris Christie chose to call for a special election in October. There's not a Democrat in office who would have done that. They're laughing at it because they play dirty politics. I'm going to have to leave it at that. We're at the end of the hour. I want to thank you all very much for being here. Larry Yatch, oh, we're going to have you back. You will be back. Ernie Emerson, I love you, brother. Always great to see you and great to have you on the show. EmersonKnives.com. Get you one if you don't have one. SealedMindset.com. Check out what Larry's doing up there in Minnesota. Go train with him. It's a lot of fun. I've worked with him. DavidKodria.com. War on Guns. David, thank you very much. This is the time I have to tell you, everybody, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that clubless caveman. Thanks, Wichita. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. I can talk to you. Tell us me by the plan now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.